It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The well-being of New Mexico kids improved in a new report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, but it does not include data from most of the pandemic, and there is fear that children may have lost ground. The New Mexico News Connections' Roz Brown reports.
A New Mexico child advocate group is expressing cautious optimism about incremental improvements in the latest Kids Count report. Amber Wallen with New Mexico Voices for Children says a 2021 Annie E. Casey report confirmed a 45% improvement in kids with health insurance over the previous year. She adds that the number of children living in poverty dropped by 2 percentage points.
That's 9,000 fewer kids in our state living in high poverty areas. So that's 9,000 kids and families in our state who have seen an improvement since last year when this data was reported.
Overall, New Mexico ranked 49th for child well-being in 2019, taking it out of last place from the previous year. Wallen says the higher ranking correlates with improvements the state was seeing for kids prior to the start of the pandemic. This year's ranking is based on the most recent comprehensive data and does not reflect hardships many families faced during the pandemic. Leslie Bossier with the Casey Foundation says despite improvements for many states, the data book reveals persistent racial and ethnic disparities, especially related to the pandemic.
If you look at families who were anxious about either being evicted or losing their home, the overall number was about 20%, so 1 in 5. If you look at the number of Black and Latino families, it was more like 1 in 3.
Wallen says New Mexico's data also shows significant progress in reducing teen births, as well as high school students graduating on time, a good sign for the state's future.
Our teens are going to have more opportunity as they graduate from high school, as they move into college and later into the workforce, that they'll have greater opportunities.
The Kids Count Index captures what children need most to thrive using 4 domains, including economic well-being, education, health and family, and community. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
Okay, let's go now to a local viewpoint. Some are expressing concerns about an Otero County commissioner, including commentator Walt Rubel.
I wish Cooey Griffin would do us all a favor the next time he goes on national television and tell them he's from Texas. Griffin was one of a handful of January 6 insurrectionists featured Sunday night on a 2-hour CNN special about the riot that day at the U.S. Capitol. He was later arrested by FBI agents on federal charges of knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority. Among the pearls of wisdom he dispensed were his belief that Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick and protester Ashley Babbitt are both still alive, and that Donald Trump was anointed by God. I feel he carried God's anointing in there, because he won all the time, Griffin explained. I guess that would qualify Tom Brady for sainthood. Griffin knew what he was espousing was bat poop loony. He prefaced one statement with the qualifier, "I hate to be so crazy conspiracy-minded." Hate it or not, he then went right on being crazy. Every village has its idiot, but the fact that Griffin is an elected official smears all of us with his idiocy. A recall attempt has been started to remove Griffin from his seat on the Otero County Commission. Griffin now says he has his eyes on a new political office. He wants to be the top law enforcement officer in Catron County, and he might have a pretty good chance, assuming he's not serving time in federal prison. I'll admit, it was a little hard not to feel sorry for Griffin, watching the part of the CNN special where he's on the Capitol balcony with a bullhorn, desperately trying to get wild-eyed rioters to instead take a knee in quiet prayer and reflection. I've rarely seen anyone so ignored. A recent story by Associated Press reporter Morgan Lee presented a sad tale of Griffin's life now. Living in a trailer in Tularosa, divorced from his wife, estranged from his family, clinging to his commission seat, and bracing for federal trial. It's a hard fall from where he was last year at this time. A former pretend cowboy who earned his living twirling a lasso for European tourists at Paris Disney, Griffin formed Cowboys for Trump and rode that shtick all the way to the White House. Griffin and his band of merry cowpokes were riding high during the 2020 campaign. All of a sudden, they were experts, making regular appearances on Fox News and opining on everything from foreign policy to land rights. All, of course, delivered in a down-home, folksy style. For a few months last year, he had the attention of millions of people. Now his time is over. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
While Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG, public media, or NMSU.